But you wonder what we'll sing in heaven. Some of you are convinced it will be Bill and Gloria Gaither's music. That'll be heaven. But you ever thought that we might sing in a different language than our own? We might sing something from a far away an African tribe, a tonal language. We might sing something from Chinese language. We might sing, who knows what we'll sing. We'll sing in a heavenly language, no doubt. It may not be anything of this earth. To some, oh, it'll have to be from this period, because I know God only moved from year 1908 to year, you know. Oh, it'd have to be Isaac Watts through, you know, the Wesley era. And to some young people, he'd only be in the last 10 years, because that's only good music that's come. I have five quick statements for you. Number one, every generation has its music, and it needs to appreciate that of each successive generation. Church, hear me today. This is so important. My grandparents strictly sang hymns. My parents and I began to mix in the scripture choruses. Poor Brother Hodge, he's been with the Lord now for about 5 years. His wife will sit here in the front row with us. He was in his late 40s. Oh, he took heat. Because, you know, man, it was crazy. But they'd set the hymnal down, and then they'd put up those goofy overhead projector slides. I remember that. And poor Brother Hodge, an incredible musician of himself. He could play 15 instruments, amazing man musically. And he loved music, he loved worship, and so they'd sing the hymns, but they'd also sing the new scripture songs, and people got mad. Paul said to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Psalms, we just were singing the psalms. Thy loving kindness is better than life, you know. People got mad. How are you getting mad singing scripture? That's baffling to me. But it was kind of new, you know. Things keep changing, morphing. Every generation has its music. It's very difficult to bring something to music that appeals to a 75-year-old and a 25-year-old. But you know what? Each generation has its own music, needs to appreciate that of the successive generation. Secondly, wisdom retains the classics. You can't throw these songs away. Hey, young people here today, can you literally take the lives of some of these people and see what they went through and then what they gave the church and say, oh, I'm never going to sing that one again? They're too good. They're too solid theologically. They're incredible songs. But at the same time, wisdom retains a classic, but it embraces the ever-rising new song that the Word promises. God's writing music right now. Can you imagine God stopping 12 years ago? That's weird. He just quit. I'm no longer inspiring any songwriters. Could you imagine him stopping in the 1980s? That was it. He's done. Can you imagine God stopping 1948? You know what? That's the point. The birth of Israel, we're done having any music in the church, anything that's new. Wouldn't it be crazy? Of course not. So we need to learn that. Retain the classics, but we have to know he's writing new music right now. Thirdly, and I'll close, because I'm meddling. I know I'm meddling big right now. Often the purest expression of worship and song is birthed out of the deepest of life's difficulties. And that is true in 2011, as you've got new songs being written today, as it was to Horatio Spafford crossing the sea back in the 1800s. We learn that as we look at the history of music in the church. Number four, the heart remains the chief measure for true worship. It's not the song. That's why I love Matt Redman. What a classic. See, God's writing classics right now. If Jesus doesn't come back the next few decades, we're singing classics right now that some of you go, oh my goodness, that'll be a classic in 50 years. Give it time. That's how it works. I'm meddling again. Let's get back to our notes. The heart remains the chief measure. Number five, true worship and song is always seasoned with thanksgiving. That's just what good church music's all about. There's got to be gratitude offered to the Lord in it. And I'll close with one more quote. I felt the Lord laid this on my heart this morning. The singing of both the new song and the classics creates a perpetuating bond, celebrating and passing God's word through music from one generation to another. Would you just say that with me out loud and we'll close? The singing of both the new song and the classics creates a perpetuating bond, celebrating and passing God's word through music from one generation to another. We need to receive from one another. Evangel, CBC, MSU, AGTS, Drury, wherever you attend, high school, junior high students in here this morning, hear me. Hear me. We need to retain that came to us, amazing sacred music. But also every grandparent here, hear me. If we don't allow the new to come, you'll just lose a whole generation. You'll just lose them. Say, but it's so different. Of course it's different. Have you noticed things have changed in the last 15 years in our world? And so, yes, but you know what? When we read, and that was a 14-year-old song, there's some new. Tom has led us in some new worship in the last year or so. And I know he has been successfully through these years. Powerful, theologically, right there. And it's new and it's fresh. And we just need to embrace it all with a heart of gratitude and understand God is working in it all. And we can worship together and not lose the older and not lose the younger, but come around. And guess what? At his throne, there's going to be all ages there. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the gift of music. Thank you for song. And God, thank you for Thanksgiving. As we go into this week, Lord, we have so much to be thankful for as a church, as people, as individuals, Lord. And I pray that gratitude will be the attitude of Central Assembly every time we gather, no matter what we're singing, no matter what we're doing, that, Lord, whatever we do, it'll be done in the name of Jesus with gratitude to you as our Father for all that you've done for us. Lord, as we make this trek down these aisles now to come and pick up a tag, whether it be a gift card for a middle school student or a gift that we're going to go out and buy for an elementary age child, Lord, we thank you that we have the blessing to be able to give to someone this Christmas. And we know that it'll be part of making it a great year for them. So, Lord, help us in our gratitude to be thankful that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. We now come that we can bring an offering, Lord, and bless these children in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen this morning.